So here's a question you should ask yourself at least once if you're on your early career journey. What is an apprenticeship and is it a good option for me? Ask yourself that question, and here is some guidance as to how you can figure that out. Welcome to today's episode. This is Dive Into Your Career, the podcast designed to help students like you take impactful steps towards your career goals. I'm Gina Visram, a qualified careers coach and consultant who is so proud to be your careers cheerleader. You are in the right place if you are a determined student or the proud supporter of one. Here, you will embrace career development in a unique spirit of fun, not fear. Let's dive in. Hey, lovely. You are listening to the Dive Into Your Career podcast. I am Gina Visram, and today's episode is all about what is an apprenticeship and is it a good option for me? As stated earlier, it is so important to ask yourself this question if you are a student on your early career journey, because it's incredibly important that you consider a variety of pathways. What are the best options for you? Now, I was part of a conversation online in a group recently, and there was a mom of a teenager, and one of the things that she pointed out is that she felt like her children were being pushed towards university. And of course, there's nothing wrong with university, and there's so many things that are right with it. But what is wrong is the scenario of somebody being pushed in that direction without giving them the space, the support, and context and resources of the varying pathways that they can pursue. At the time of recording this episode, it is National Apprenticeship Week 2024, and National Apprenticeship Week is a week-long celebration that brings together business and apprentices across the country to shine a light on the positive impact that apprenticeships make to individuals, businesses, and the wider economy. Once upon a time, when we thought about apprenticeships, the areas that came to interest were very trade-focused. So things like hairdressing, and plumbing, and anything to do with construction, being an electrician and working on the skills towards that. And while, thank goodness, you can still find apprenticeships in these very worthy areas, apprenticeships have changed a lot in the past decade or so. Whereas now, when you look up apprenticeships and you look up the options, there are loads of sectors and roles where not so long ago you needed to get a traditional university degree to be able to access those sorts of jobs. And yeah, I'm talking about the sorts of things that you would imagine. The route to being a solicitor, for example, there are solicitor apprenticeships. The routes into finance, for example, there are a wide range of finance and investment management related apprenticeships. Likewise with marketing, likewise with digital and technical solutions. I mean, so very many options. So, for you, my lovely, as a student, as somebody who is on your journey, as somebody who is exploring your career prospects, it's so important to look at the variety of pathways that are available to you to help you work out what feels like the right decision. What is the right route for you? Now, I ask you this question, and that is loaded with disclaimers because it's so important to remember that there isn't only one route. My primary school maths teacher in Kenya used to say, "There are many roads to town." And I love that however many decades later, I can still think of her when I give you that piece of advice, is it? Is it wisdom? Am I overstating it? It's certainly reassurance, and maybe that's how we should look at it, in that there isn't one right answer, but there are lots of options. And it's your life, and it's your future. So it is down to you to make sure that you take ownership of looking at what those options could be. So today's question is, what is an apprenticeship? And is it a good option for me? Well, let me illustrate a little bit more closely what I mean about the wide variety of industries and sectors and companies who offer apprenticeships. On the awards related site for National Apprenticeship Week, some of the companies listed on that site include Aldi, Amazon, the BBC, BT Group, Costa Coffee, Google, Howdens, Jet2, Lloyds Banking Group, that is, Microsoft, Nando's, Network Rail, Pret, Royal Mail, Screwfix, and Travis Perkins. Now, how incredible a range of organizations is that, right? From the kind of building and construction sector, through to technology, through to transport, through to food-related organizations, right? And that is a small sample of organizations that offer apprenticeships, but one that I thought was really powerful to see on that site because you can see at a glance what a range it is of the sorts of companies that offer apprenticeships as an option. So, what is an apprenticeship? An apprenticeship is a paid job where the employee learns and gains valuable experiences. It involves on-the-job training, normally at least 20% of the working hours of apprentices is completing classroom-based learning with a college, a university, or a training provider, which leads to a nationally recognized qualification. And who can apply? Well, you can if you're over 16. I mean, you could be 57 and apply. There are apprenticeships at all sorts of levels, from level 2 through to level 7. And apprenticeships can be right for people who are early in their career. Anybody looking to upskill in a current job, one of the things that you'll notice actually, if you're interested in healthcare and you look up sort of NHS and healthcare related apprenticeships, there are lots of opportunities for external people who aren't in the NHS yet, but actually there are lots of internal only options that I've seen in the past. So that's definitely people who are upskilling in a current job. People who are looking for a career change and anybody not in full-time education, apprenticeships are options for you. And when we talk about the levels and we talk about levels 2 to 7, levels 2 is ultimately the equivalent of GCSEs. Level 6 and 7 on the upper end means that the apprenticeship you're getting leads to a degree equivalent level qualification. So, level 6 being the equivalent of an undergrad degree, level 7 being the equivalent of a master's degree. And these are paid opportunities. So, if you are 16 to 18, as an apprentice, you get an apprenticeship rate. If you are 19 plus, you get the national minimum wage. But all of this is at a minimum, by the way. Quite a lot of organizations have what they would call competitive salary rates. And yes, I have an issue with that description, when people put it on job descriptions and don't actually tell you what it is. But in many of the cases, when it comes to apprenticeships, they will actually let you know. So, my lovely, that is a real whistle-stop tour of what apprenticeships are, and I hope it will help you to establish whether it is a good option for you. So, before you go, let me leave you with a couple of resources. More than a couple, I got carried away. I'm going to start with UCAS as a resource, and the reason why I'm starting with UCAS is because for so long, for decades and decades now. UCAS is what we think about when you think about applying to universities in the UK. Like, wherever you are in the world, UCAS is the central hub where you can apply for UK universities. Now, that remains the same, you will be happy to know. However, for at least the past year, arguably a little bit longer, they have also been talking about and sharing information to do with apprenticeships, which is really exciting and a real reflection of how this is a very real and tangible and exciting opportunity for anybody on their journey. There's also the National Apprenticeship Week website, Amazing Apprenticeships, Rate My Apprenticeship, Not Going to Uni, the gov.uk apprenticeships website, that is the main government one. The Career People has an apprenticeship academy. All Things Careers has a degree apprentice academy. That one is on demand. I think you can just purchase that. And there's a fairly new book written by Ben Rowlands, which is about understanding apprenticeships, a student's guide. Never let it be said, my lovely, that I don't point you in the right direction and give you the tools that you need to do the research that can really, really benefit you in the near future. I am Gina Visram from Your Career and Future. You have been listening to the Dive Into Your Career podcast, and today's episode has been talking about what is an apprenticeship and is it a good option for me? And I will reiterate, this is a question that we should all be asking on our journey from education to employment, right? Ask yourself the question. Hopefully, the school or college that you go to will be sharing this sort of information with you. But even if it isn't, and they're really funneling you to university, why don't you still have a look at this as an option anyway? And then if you decide it's not for you, there's nothing wrong with that. Nobody here, me included, is trying to push you towards apprenticeships. But it's really important that you recognize what the choices are so you can make an informed decision. That is all part of taking ownership of your career and your future and your possibilities. And remember, you have got this. Now, if this has been a useful episode for you, I would love it if you would share it, please. And if you want to make sure that you don't miss any episodes, do make sure that you hit that subscribe button and you will be the first to know when new episodes go live. All right, lovely, take care of yourself. I will see you soon on another episode of the Dive Into Your Career podcast. Bye for now. Thank you for listening today. To keep up to date with Dive Into Your Career, leave your details on bit.ly/diveintothelist. See you soon.